Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
That's a good song. I really like her.
Yeah, me too.
At Dua Lipa?
Yep.
So good. Really, really good. That one, there's the Don't Start Now?
Yep.
That is a great song. Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Groovy.
Yeah. Yes. Those are dance songs, mm-hmm. I think. Hi there, everyone. It's Sarah and Vinny. Thank you for joining us. It is a gorgeous day outside. Get your vitamin D. Not from a pill today. Get outside and let the sun hit you. Right now, it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh.
Are we on?
We sure are. Work it, make it, do it. Makes
us honor, better, faster, stronger. The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, she said one minute. She said 2 minutes.
I didn't hear any of those. Oh. How long have I been sitting here while you've been watching me?
I heard you cough. And then
I actually didn't realize you weren't on.
Like, I don't think he knows. And then I was, I potted myself up because the way it's set up. Anyways, in your headphones, I was like, Vinny. And you were still
I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here. I just didn't know.
You know what? Did you turn off your audio because of the Scott Budman thing? Are you not hearing?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. Let me just get started
over here, okay. But it's fine.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools. So the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. So here's unbelievable.
It's a day, Vin.
This day didn't start out well, so that's going right as. Okay, so today's weather is perfect. It's going to be beautiful, not too hot, beautiful, bright, sunny sky, and it's going to be that way for a week.
We won't
see rain until a week from tomorrow, and that's right. the long-term forecast now. That could obviously change, but looking pretty good.
$50. Got it.
We understand. Good Day Sunshine, too, for that. That'll be good.
Which one was that?
Good Day Sunshine by the Beatles.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, back to you, Vin.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is a story that I've been meaning to get to for a little while now, which is to say that divorce is obviously tragic. That's the death of a relationship, and everybody's got to divvy up their stuff. And if there's kids involved, then it's a lot. There's a lot, and it seems to happen so regularly, we're all numb to it, and yet each one of those things is a tiny explosion in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know how it works in other countries, but this is a story out of China.
Okay.
And they're saying it's a landmark ruling in China. It's triggered intense debate. And what they're saying is, in a Beijing divorce court, a judge has ruled this month that a woman should receive about $7,700 for household labor following her split from her husband. The problem becomes that amounts to about $4 a day for taking care of the entire household. I don't know if that's fair. It doesn't seem fair, but I don't know what their situation was. That it looks like the couple had one son. Mm-hmm. The Chinese state media names the woman as Miss Wang and says that she married her husband, Mr. Chen, in 2015 before separating and then divorcing 5 years later. The couple have one kid. But they're saying, according to the woman, she says that this guy never did anything. He didn't do one thing. She says she took care of their child, did all the housework alone, and her husband, quote, barely cared or participated in any kind of domestic chores. She won, but again, her payment for whatever that is, 5-6 years of marriage and taking care of their kids, only amounts to $7,700. And then they say here, that's her housework compensation plus $300 per month in support for the kid. It seems low. But.
She gets a lump sum of $7,700 and then every month to pay for what the kid needs, $300. Yeah, that sucks. I don't know what the guy is the guy rich? I mean, maybe that's sort of
hard
based
to say,
on what he can afford.
The hashtag about the case has 570 million views far on a Chinese social media platform. So there must be a lot of people out there extremely curious about what the payment after divorce might be.
Oh, boy.
There had up to this point been no clear standard on how much compensation someone should get in the wake of a divorce and having put in energy to keep the house running.
Did they break that down in a 24? Because, you know, it's having a kid and taking care of a house. I mean, it
the only breakdown I got was that it's $4 a day.
Oh, $4 a day.
$4
a day. So pennies an hour.
$4 a day.
That is not enough.
Right.
Or their minimum wage is just too low.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I've never traveled to China, and I don't personally know enough about Chinese society to have any idea.
Right.
I mean, when we read the other day that there's people living in caves in China, we had to look it up, and yes, sure enough, it was true.
Yeah. They're fancier than you think, these caves, but they are still caves. They've spruced them up real nice.
Someone ranked all 50 states according to how woke they are.
Okay.
By looking at 6 stats. If you're not familiar, woke
yeah,
means you're alert to injustice in society, especially racial injustice. So they factored in voting rates in each state, education, how many BLM protests there were, how many people attended them, the number of organic farms in each state, and many people drink kombucha.
Oh, kombucha's a woke thing, huh?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not woke to that. That stuff tastes like yak crap. No thanks.
You know, we have a sign in our front yard that says we celebrate Black History Month. Although that sign turned out to be a problem and a thing.
Oh, really? Weird. Tell me everything.
Well, it's one of those things where I think the school board thought they were doing the right thing. And they were saying, we're going to put these signs together and then we'll charge people for them and we'll raise some funds. And then people said, well, where are those funds going?
Right. That's a
well, and the school
question.
Said, well, into our pockets. What are you talking about? And everyone went, you can't sell those for what? And so suddenly that went away.
Oh, boy.
But it's a thing. I get it. You know, you want to support, but you combine business with support. And now are you making money off of something you shouldn't be?
Right. Should that go to someplace charitable? When they say into their pockets, they mean it's supporting the school.
Like yeah, but I mean, okay, still, right. there was controversy, and it immediately ended.
It's like, okay, no good idea goes unpunished.
Well, I want to believe that I am here to support. I had last year was a cold splash of water for even me, even though
Agreed.
I consider myself to not be racist. But you did a story just, I want to say it was Tuesday or Monday, about Stevie Wonder saying he's leaving the country and he's going to Ghana because he doesn't want his kids begging to be liked. And I truly thought you were talking about social networks. I didn't even think about his skin color or his kids' skin color or that they're growing up in a racist. It didn't even occur to me. So am I woke? Not at all. I'm not even kind of clued in
to how woke,
incredibly racist our society is. The 10 most woke states, though, to finish the story is Oregon, number one.
Oregon's the most woke, huh?
Washington, Vermont, Colorado, then California, Minnesota, Massachusetts, New York, Maine, and Wisconsin. Those are the most woke states in America. Again, woke, alert to injustice in society, especially racial injustice. So we could all do better, right?
We certainly could.
1 in 10 people thinks they're the funniest person they know.
Really?
1 in 10 thinks they're hysterical. 85% of adults say they have a good sense of humor.
I think I have a good sense of humor.
When they rated themselves on how funny they are, the average person gave themselves 3 out of 5. 10% say, I'm the funniest person I know.
Sometimes I am funny, other times not at all. I don't know that I, yeah, I don't know. What do you think you are? What would you rate yourself out of 5?
On the funny scale?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't even dare to rate
do
myself.
Do it. Rate yourself.
Three. Two. That's, 2.
See,
5.
I'm going to go 3, too, because sometimes I'm really funny.
And this
other
is out
times,
of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, out of 5. What do you rate yourself, Bryn?
I don't know, like a 2-something. But the thing is, I'm definitely a 5 out of 5 in my... I laugh at my own jokes a lot. Like,
yeah.
I constantly, like,
oh, so you're
I totally amuse myself as well, but I know that's
not
a great.
To other
yeah.
people, though, you know?
No, you're pretty funny. He sent me a video yesterday. I laughed for an hour. I'm like, I'm going to post that. He goes, you can't. There's too many swears. I'm like,
oh, was it him?
It was me, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And he sent me in your face, bitch. And then he sent me the video. Because I was giving him crap because I was like, there's no way you can get that. Because, you know, all day long he's noodling in that studio.
I'm
so I'm sitting here doing whatever I'm doing. And we're on the Zoom together just hanging out. And he's trying to get his auto-tune hooked up through his keyboard.
Yeah.
And finally, I just got sick of listening to it. I go, I'm leaving. So I turn everything off.
There,
and
Sarah,
then
I got this. Don't trip. I'm almost there. He's like,
an
you
hour,
can't do
I'm
it.
Like, you can't do it. You can't just. And then an hour later, in your face, bitch. And then the video. And the video is so funny as he's singing about how I'm a bitch and I don't, and, you know, I didn't believe in him. And it's like this whole song in auto-tune. Oh, my God. You know what? That was your funniest. Well, you've actually had some really funny moments, but that was a good one.
See,
I really wanted
yesterday.
To post it.
I'm sure you forgot all the other funny stuff.
Well, Crimea, come on.
Yeah, Crimea is just.
Man, that was like 2013, guys.
Come yeah,
doesn't
well,
matter.
That was, you peaked.
That was, that's the bar,
sorry.
My friend.
Had yep. many moments after that.
Not that many.
I can't remember any of them right now, but.
Nope, not
People's
any
People's picks for the funniest types of comedy are sarcastic jokes, observational humor, and good one-liners. I don't know. I think it's changed a lot, especially in places that are more PC than others. I find myself editing long before anything comes out of my mouth. So
yeah, it's amazing how much I think before, and yet still sometimes it's not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, when we first got here, we said whatever we wanted,
right?
Until that
yes.
bit us hard a few times, and
yes, it
we
did,
stopped.
But
we started thinking
well,
more
that,
and talking
you know,
less.
Look, I've honestly have always believed I'm just trying to have fun and help people laugh and enjoy their morning and get their day started
Amen.
Right. I've never been truly trying to be mean, but as people have taken up causes, you find yourself saying, "Okay, well, for sure," and I don't think racist humor was ever in my bag, but certainly making fun of people. Whether it's their big butt or their giant nose or their hair loss or, you know, so that tended to be something you do. Even that's out now.
Out.
So you find
well, look,
yourself
people
going,
are looking for things to be outraged by because
right.
a lot of times the person that's outraged at you doesn't even fall into the food group we're talking about. Like it's,
right.
you know, I'm outraged on behalf of. They're like, no, you can't. That's fine. Think we're dumb, but let the people who that actually is about yell at us, please. I don't need you being outraged too.
Yeah.
Outraged.
Right. So anyway, there's people love themselves. And,
well,
and apparently Bryn does too. Bryn likes
you know what?
Humor.
You should love yourself
yeah,
and you
I
should
like
be amused
humor.
By yourself. You're stuck with yourself the whole time. Like, enjoy it.
Our
I
text
off
number
with that
is.
Tech, the post first, the image of Sarah holding her little thing.
Oh yeah, we were.
I was
cracking
up over
up
that.
At that.
And then, and then I made this video. I was like, "Man, I'm amazing."
By the way,
in your face, bitch.
You say she's holding up her little thing. That's not her thing. That's she
right.
didn't buy that yet. That's
no,
just, you found
I
that.
Bought it, but he found it and he photoshopped it into my hands, and it's a post on the LS973 Instagram. A lot of people thought I'd already gotten it.
Yeah, I was reading those.
It's
comments.
That good. It's funny. You're good. Both of you.
Again, our text number is 800-400-3697. Still time to have your say. Here's one. 707 says, I have some friends who purchased a second home in Medellin, Colombia, and spent a lot of time there. They are black, and they don't experience any form of racism there.
Wow.
They love the country, and the people there feel very comfortable just being able to live peacefully. That's great.
That is quite amazing. Where did they live again?
This is in Colombia.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, if you can look, I mean, who doesn't want to be comfortable where they live? People want that. You want to feel like you're part of a community and you're part of the neighborhood. I think that if you're comfortable somewhere, then if he's comfortable in Ghana, we're getting back to the Stevie Wonder thing. He was like, when I go to Ghana, I feel like I'm part of the community there, and that's where I want to. I might move there, Oprah. And she was like, "Where? What now?"
Well, and you have to think the things that Stevie Wonder came across, even with all his talent and his incredible. I mean, his early music was he was a huge star, and probably still faced
old, right?
All kinds of racism at that time. So he's got a different experience than maybe a kid coming up today. But we all found out last year that we are clueless about just how bad it still is in the United States. Or I'll speak for myself. I was clueless about how bad and how racist the United States still is.
Well, the whole system. It's like, okay, maybe you don't actively participate in racist stuff, but the whole system is geared toward white people being on top. It's frightening to see that stuff. And you're like, well, no, I'm not racist. And it turns out the whole thing is racist.
Right, right.
I feel like all of us learning about this stuff is the most important part of it. Like, that's that you recognize it and actively work to have that not be the case. Anyway.
Right. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. That's 800-400-3697. It's Alice at 973.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 973. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.